Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer for Strength by Emma Danzi. Exodus 15:2 says, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." There are seasons and even just small moments in all of our lives when we need strength from the Almighty God. We are all dust. We are all human. We are sinful and we are in a broken world. There are days when we feel worn out, pressed from every side, overbooked or burnt out. In these times, we can cry out to the Lord our strength. There are also moments where we are serving the Lord faithfully and do not know how he is going to show up in the midst of the busyness and in our inadequacies. However, he is ever faithful to provide all that we need in him to accomplish his kingdom work, even when we feel weak. Exodus 15 verse 2 reminds us that the Lord is the one who is our strength and defense. He is our salvation. We have full hope in him because of his work on the cross and conquering of death and the grave for our sins. We have reason to celebrate and praise him today and always because he has redeemed us and we are his. Let's ask for his strength today. Let's pray. Lord Almighty, we praise you that you are not confined by this world. We are so thankful that you never grow tired or weary, that you never need sleep, that you never miss a moment. You are sovereign and holy and worthy to be praised. We acknowledge that we are weak and we are imperfect. We need you to be our rock today. We ask that you would help us to have stability, even if our circumstances are swirling around us. Father, we pray that you would meet us where we are at. We thank you that you care for all of our needs, big and small. Please remind us that you are working behind the scenes even when we cannot see the results. Jesus, fill us up so that we can have the spiritual strength to serve and point others to you today. Help us to love well and to make an impact on those around us, not by our own efforts, but by your Holy Spirit. Remind us that regardless if we have physical or emotional ailments that limit our strength, that we have spiritual strength that can ever grow, even if our bodies are weakened. Grow our spiritual strength in you by your Spirit and through your word. Show up powerfully. God, we pray for loved ones who are feeling weak, who you care for and see. We ask that you would help us to have strength to love them well. Help us to speak words of life in them that would encourage them in their struggles. Lord, sometimes our greatest need is for you to be our strength when loved ones are weak. Please remind us that they are in your capable hands and that you care for them. Show them how much you provide for them in each moment. Lord, you say in Isaiah 40:31, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." As we remember you as our strength today, help us to ponder this in our hearts. We ask that you would do what you say you will and renew us. When we feel we are at our end, when we are weary or tired or heavily burdened, give us renewal in you. Strengthen us to new heights that only you can. We praise you in advance for the ways that you give to us all that we need each day. Give us vision to see from your perspective that you are working everything out in your way and in your time. Even when life feels hard or taxing, remind us of your grace on the journey and that you are always by our side. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.